Hello and welcome to this week's edition of HealthBeat Chiropractic Online, today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at pediatric back pain diagnostic algorithm, and finally a story about computer methods in biomechanics and biomedical engineering for HealthBeat. This is Dr. Todd Eglow. Welcome to HealthBeat podcast number 789, recorded July 8th, 2022.
HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by DaVinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the DaVinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Eglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teeglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news.
Back pain in the pediatric population is common. History and a thorough physical examination and a systematic workup approach are key components to guide the physician in evaluating the possible causes of pain and providing appropriate treatment. The main aim of a recent review published in the journal Orthopaedae, that's O-R-T-H-O-P-A-D-E, was to develop an algorithmic approach to assist physicians in the assessment of pediatric back pain. A comprehensive review of prevalence, differential diagnoses, and proper management of pediatric back pain are also presented. Conclusions found that a well-defined strategy in the diagnostic process is needed in approaching children/adolescents with back pain. This would have the benefit of minimizing costs, unnecessary tests, and child/family anxiety, as well as increasing the likelihood of early diagnosis and proper treatment. Surf to our show notes for links. The biomechanical effects of intervertebral discs and facet joint degeneration on the cervical spine are essential to understanding the mechanisms of spinal disorders to improve pathological and clinical treatment. In a recent study published in Computer Methods in Biomechanical and Biomedical Engineering, the biomechanical effects of a progressively degenerated C5-C6 segment on the human lower cervical spine are determined by a detailed simulation of intervertebral disc degeneration. With progressive degeneration in the C5-C6 segment, the range of motion of degenerated and normal segments decreases in all postures. Intradiscal pressure of the degenerated segment decreases, but increases in normal segments of degenerated segments C5 through C6, and facet joint forces increase at both degenerated and normal segments. This study emphasizes that the degenerated disc alters the degenerated and normal segment motions and loading patterns. The abnormal increase in facet joint force in the degenerated models threatened to accelerate the degeneration in the normal segments. Surf to our show notes for links.
As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in Health Beat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our Health Beat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support, such as yours via our PayPal link, does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com.
Finally, I leave you with the following quote from Nelson Mandela. It always seems impossible until it's done. For Chiropractic Online Today's Health Beat, wishing everyone to stay safe and healthy, this has been Dr. Todd Iglow.